Sometimes known as the lungs of the world, rainforests are crucial in filtering greenhouse gases such as carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. Less forest land means more carbon dioxide, which many climate experts say lead to increased temperatures and rising sea levels. Many governments that have allowed forest clearing are now reconsidering such policies. The change is driven in part by the environmental damage, which includes soil erosion and flooding, as well as the potential to raise billions of dollars through carbon trading programs. In carbon trading, industrial polluters pay for the right to emit greenhouse gases, such as carbon dioxide. One proposal would allow polluters to pay countries with large forests, mostly in the developing world, to keep trees standing. Jack Hurd is the Director of Forestry in Asia for the Nature Conservancy, a conservation group from the United States. He says governments must deal with reforestation as part of their overall environmental plans with short-term strategies based on soil retention and using native species.
And you might want to focus in on multiple species being planted, eventually getting to a point where you're reforesting an area that's going to have the complex structure, composition, and function of a natural forest. That's a long-term investment.
Hurd says governments and business need to be encouraged to pursue such long-term projects. He singles out aggressive reforestation efforts in China and Vietnam as examples for other countries.
I certainly think the Chinese and the Vietnamese are heading in the right direction on this. They've started from a degraded forest system, and taking a look at that, they've realized that their best efforts need to be put into reforestation, increasing forest cover, and deriving forest products that they can use for their other industry.
The prospect of making money from selling carbon credits may make it easier for governments to save forests. Already, Singapore, Hong Kong and Australia are racing to make themselves the regional hub for trading carbon credits. In Indonesia, new studies put a far higher price on rainforests that are left standing, as opposed to the palm oil plantations that often replace forests. And in Peru, the government hopes its extensive rainforest will allow Lima to raise $8.4 billion by selling carbon credits. And some of that money could be used to replace trees that have already been lost to logging. Environmentalists and the United Nations hope that nations agree on carbon emissions caps at climate change talks in Copenhagen next month. If they do, then a trading system of carbon credits can evolve under what is called the Reduction of Emissions and Deforestation and Forest Degradation Program, or RED. Luke Hunt for VOA News, Bangkok.